You're tuned into tomorrow. Right here on the Advanced Media Network.
What if people with type 1 diabetes had the power to manage their condition without finger sticks? To always know their glucose levels and where they're heading with just a glance at their smart device? To customize alerts and alarms to help keep them in range? All this knowledge powered by a small wearable. Introducing the Dexcom G6. Make knowledge your superpower. For a list of compatible smart devices, visit dexcom.com/compatibility. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G6 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network programmed with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
As we've been promising for the last couple of weeks, we are now in Dallas, Texas, and Knowledge Fest from the Mobile Electronics Association. And to kick off this week's entire three-hour broadcast from here in Dallas, we have none other than the president of the Mobile Electronics Association on to set the stage and let us know what his association is all about and this awesome Knowledge Fest going on over our shoulders for those of you watching on video right now. And if not, have no fear. Just visit us at intotomorrow.com and check out all the video interviews from all the radio interviews this week from Dallas. Chris Cook, welcome into Tomorrow. How you doing, sir?
Dave, it's so great to have you here.
It's a pleasure to be had because this is more than honestly we thought it would be. This is pretty awesome. And before we get into what Knowledge Fest in and of itself is about, and by the way, kudos on 25 years of doing this. That's pretty awesome. Yeah, just like his hat says. There you go, 1994 to 2019. But before we get into that, tell me a little bit more about MEA, the Mobile Electronics Association, what you guys do in general. I'll bet it has a lot to do with 12-volt stuff.
It does, but it seems to expand beyond that. But for the most part, it's anything that connects to the car. Any technology, for safety, for sound, for security, it's an awesome experience. If you have a car and you're driving a car and you look and you go, I can't do X, trust me, there's somebody on the show floor that can do it for you.
Now, that's a good way to look at it. And especially when we talk about all kinds of really cool aftermarket products that your neighborhood 12-volt dealer, and we've been promoting folks like that, in our 24 years on the air, because those are oftentimes the mom-and-pop shops. Those are the people who would absolutely do whatever it is. You need a car alarm. You want to upgrade your stereo system, whatever the case. And, yeah, we're going to hear a lot of that over the next 3 hours, too,
well,
because people are showing off.
You've been in it for 24 years. For 24 years, this industry started out of people going, wow, that sounds really good in the house, but when I drive to work, I'm not hearing it.
Yes, good point.
Could somebody put... And literally, I can tell you, in my early years, people would bring their home speakers into my store, and we would disassemble, take them out, build a box in the car, and add the home electronics to the car. And that's really how car audio was born.
Yeah, very true.
As an industry.
And it became such an acoustic accepted kind of environment because let's face it, the car is relatively closed in. I mean, if you got the windows up and the air on and you're just enjoying your tunes, and so you might as well not only enjoy them, but utilize products that enhance that sound,
right.
Make it sound even better than just in your home.
Well, in your home is fantastic. But as you said, the car is a unique acoustic environment. And not to get all techie on you, but it takes a lot more to make it sound good in the car than putting it in the home.
That's true.
The home, you put them on both sides of the TV, you turn it up, it sounds great. You add some in the back, you add one in the middle, and you're ready to roll.
Yeah.
But with the car, you know, some of these have, you know, 4, 8, 10, 12, 24 speakers.
Yeah.
It's amazing what they do. Digital sound processing.
Noise-canceling microphones in the car.
Absolutely.
And people say, wait,
amazing.
Why would my car have microphones in it? Well, there you go.
Yeah, and all those things are great, but when you're listening to the music and you kind of forget about what's going on in your environment, we have things that help you with lane departure. Make sure you're not going out of your lane. You stay in your lane. Making sure you're backing up and not backing over something.
Yeah.
And the same with the front. We've got night vision cameras. If you could imagine it, we can do it in the car.
And that's what's cool about this industry. No wonder you have such a passion for what you do all these years, because it really does help people. And if you can help people in terms of safety and these kinds of things that you've talked about, and make our driving experience more enjoyable with our tunes, for example. And, of course, not to forget video, not for the driver.
No, not for the driver.
Right? Got to get that in there.
Well, for now, but when we get to the autonomous vehicle,
that's true.
That's a whole other thing.
Kick back and watch your morning
news. You know, it was amazing. For years, you know, they've been trying to figure out a way to keep the driver from being distracted. But then they start with autonomous vehicles, and the driver's not doing anything but falling asleep.
Yeah.
Biggest problem with autonomous vehicles.
That's true.
Okay? So now they're asking the industry, is there a way you can distract the driver with some, you know, sensory or something to keep them busy while we're driving the car? So it gives us a whole new opportunity going forward.
Oh, for sure. Well, now let's get into this event here in Dallas this week. And the things that we're seeing over your shoulder are awesome in and of itself, in the sense that it's an awesome show floor with all the things and then some that we've been talking about. But it's a whole lot more than just displays and exhibits. From what I gather, you guys are doing ongoing training and certifications and seminars and keynote speakers and stuff. More things, again, that the way I started out, than I thought were happening at this event.
It's pretty amazing. This event was started 25 years ago with a very simple purpose. It was a group of sales reps and manufacturers and retailers that said, how can we make things better? How can we look more professional?
Yeah.
And so they got together, had a meeting, and said, I think we should invite other people to this meeting. And thus was born
competitors, the first
Knowledge Fest.
Ah, okay.
Okay? And that is how it started. It was all peer-to-peer education, people in the industry teaching others in the industry. Okay? And we still carry on that exact same thing. We have three specific tracks that make retailers better. We focus on the owners and the managers and all the things that they need to do in the store to make sure they're good business people.
Yeah.
They're doing good, honest business. Then, nothing happens till you make a sale.
Yeah, true.
So,
gotta get that
we make sure
dollar.
The salespeople understand how to treat a customer, how to market to the customer to make sure that what you're saying is what you're delivering. And then, most important, when they bring it in and it's got to be installed, the technicians and fabricators. I say fabricators because that dashboard may not look the same when you get done.
Yeah.
These guys build entirely new dashboards. They use 3D printers, CNC laser. They will build a new car interior to make that car look, as we like to say, better than the factory delivered it.
Sure. And in many cases, a lot of people want that. It's because, you know what, they've made such an investment in a new vehicle, but come on, the factory sounds just don't cut it. You know, some of them are getting a lot better maybe these days, but if you really want to tailor something to your liking, you've got to have a 12-volt dealer, for example, that says, well, here's what we can do, and, you know, pick these options or that option,
yes.
Or, you know, if money's no object, I don't know that, but some people do. And it's like, hey, whatever it takes, I want it to be the best.
They're more than glad to finance it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So money isn't an object anyway, right? But what's cool is that dealers, as you say, it's all about networking now. It's about the fact that manufacturers and dealers and folks can get together at Knowledge Fest, a show like yours, and say, well, here's what we can do to help your business and your customers, all obviously in the long run benefiting us as consumers.
My favorite conversations when I listen to retailers, manufacturers alike at this show is what goes on behind the scenes when they're busy, you know, in the evening chatting with each other and learning, because they ask the questions that they might not ask in a class.
Good point.
Do you have a problem with this or do you have a problem with that? And frankly, that's what becomes the next class.
Because
a lot of our speakers, we've got 37 speakers just on the education sessions, the general education sessions, okay, covering about 45 hours of education over 3 days.
Oh, geez.
Now, if that's not enough, there's 75,
but wait, there's more.
There's 75 manufacturers here that want to make sure every retailer in the country knows exactly how to put their product in and what it does and what they have new.
Sure.
So there is over 80 hours in 3 days of those manufacturers pouring their souls, heart and souls, into the retailers to show them what the latest and greatest technology is to deliver to the consumer.
And, of course, these retailers are now just like sponges. Oh, yeah. They're soaking it all up and saying, oh, my gosh, I had a customer last week that wanted this, and I had no idea it existed.
Right, and that's
now
it.
Now we know.
And that's it. Like I said, if you can dream it, we'll deliver it.
Yeah. Oh, I'm loving it. And, of course, you do these around the country. There's even one in our neck of the woods in Florida coming up, right?
We have one in Orlando coming up in May.
Uh-huh.
We have one in Indianapolis in March. And we have another in Long Beach. Beach, California.
Wow.
Right after some big shows in Vegas.
Yeah, some little show in Vegas, yeah.
Yeah, so we kick off the season in February in Long Beach. Everybody, especially I live in the Boston area, I'm more than willing to go anywhere warm that time of year.
Mobile-electronics.com. Of course, we're going to link you to Chris's site and all of our guests. And thank you for not only setting the stage, but kind of clearing the way for the next 3 hours of this week's broadcast to talk to your exhibitors and partners and members and continue this excitement on today's broadcast.
Yeah, if you listen to this show, these next 3 hours are going to be fantastic because you're going to hear from some of the technology leaders in our industry telling you what you can do in the car. And there's some absolutely amazing products, and I need to get more of them in my car.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Well, if you ever get tired of being president of the Mobile Electronics Association, we'll make you a producer because that was awesome.
Gives me something.
I love it. We're back with more as Into Tomorrow continues. IntoTomorrow.com. I'm Dave Graveline. More from Dallas, Texas, and Knowledge Fest. Right here on the Advanced Media Network.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson paid for by the Sentinel Group. Attention military vets and current soldiers who served between 2002 to 2016. Have you or a loved one suffered hearing loss or tinnitus after serving or while serving in the U.S. Armed Forces? You may be entitled to compensation. 3M, the manufacturer of earplugs made for combat, recently paid the government $9.1 million to settle a False Claims Act case for knowingly selling these defective earplugs. If you or a loved one suffered hearing loss due to defective earplugs, call us now for a free case review. Call 800-211-5509. That's 800-211-5509.
So we're in Dallas this week at Knowledge Fest. It's their 25th anniversary of Knowledge Fest from the Mobile Electronics Association, and delighted that you have tuned in. Of course, if you've got any questions about anything that you hear on the show today, now's your chance to get involved in the last full month of the Hot Summer Giveaway. And call in. We'll give you those details momentarily, will we not?
We will. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you by Directed, driving the evolution in the aftermarket automotive industry. Visit directed.com. And by Rockford Fosgate, purpose-built audio for all your vehicles. Visit rockfordfosgate.com.
The cool Into Tomorrow Hot Summer Giveaway.
And because we are running out of time and we've got a very busy show this week, we're going to just tell you some of the items that you might still get. Like, for example, 3D printers. We've also got all kind of external hard drives and huge flash drives. And, of course, a lot of Bluetooth headphones, among other things. How about AM, FM, HD radios?
We've got airport parking and car rentals. We've got car dash mounts for your phone and drink holders and noise-canceling headphones. All sorts of stuff.
Wireless earbuds and noise-canceling goodies. We've got smart light switches. We've got in-ear headsets, a plethora of those, iPhone flash drives and more.
Waterproof cases for your phones and your watches and grips for your phone for your car. Personal safety wearable devices, wireless speaker sets.
Man, how about the wireless speaker sets you did mention, didn't you? Yeah, I thought I heard it somewhere. We've got smartphone grips, Dave's love handles. Of course you want to ask for some of those. We've got, of course, security remote start systems for your vehicle. We've got unbuckle me's to make your kids' car seat buckles easy to deal with.
Smart home security kits and cameras and three Doodler handheld 3D printers. More wireless headphones, doorbell cameras, everything you can imagine.
Yeah, and signal boosters for your cell phones in the car, for example, for just you or for a whole bunch of people. And just amazing amount of stuff, and all you need to do is participate. And it really is very easy. If you've got a question, a comment, a concern, something you hear about on the show today, or something involving any consumer tech, or maybe you want to help another listener, that's awesome as well. We want you to call the following toll-free number night or day. When your call gets on the air, you automatically win. It really is that easy. And the number is
800-899-4686. That's 800-899-INTO.
Wireless CarPlay, Android Auto, Motor Sports, Marine Products, all kinds of cool things. Our next guest is showing here at Knowledge Fest. He is the National Sales Manager with JVC Mobile. Ron Trout. Ron, welcome into tomorrow. How you doing?
Great. How about yourself?
Doing fine, in spite of all the loudness. For some reason, a lot of loudness here at this Mobile Electronics Knowledge Fest. Go figure.
Well, when you're selling sound, sometimes it's good to sell it loud.
Very true. And you know, we've been in radio all of our lives, so we sell sound, too. It's just not so much background sound that we hear all the time. But that explains to our audience, when they hear a lot of noise in the background, hey, we're at Knowledge Fest, and that's what it's all about. It's all these retailers, manufacturers, all kinds of folks networking and saying, check out what we've got. For you to hear and for things to happen with your mobile electronics. Tell me what JVC is doing here.
Well, you know, we have a full lineup of products always on display, but we're really featuring a couple of things at this show. Wireless CarPlay and Android Auto is one of the newer technologies that was introduced last year, but it's really starting to gain ground in the car.
And as an Android user, thank you for including Android Auto, because more and more are, because it's a very cool platform, right?
Yes, yes. Android and CarPlay, and obviously you have more phones running the Android system than you have the CarPlay system.
Yeah.
So you have to make sure that you include a platform that covers just about everybody you can.
Gotcha. And for those listening or watching the video that aren't sure how they would utilize this, tell everybody what these platforms provide.
Well, both Android Auto and CarPlay are set of apps that are designed to make driving and using these apps safer. So a lot of misunderstanding as to what the goal is there, but the goal is to make a safe driving experience and still allow you to access your phone, allow you to access your music or your entertainment, and do it in a way that doesn't distract you from your driving.
Right, to help keep those eyes on the road more often than not.
And typically, it's always been a wired experience. You had to plug in your phone, and last year...
Or how about this, an MP3 player. Anybody remember those? Yeah, they actually used to sell those.
Yes.
But that's a good point when you talk about wired, and a lot of folks say, yeah, that's the only way I used to do it, or in some cases... still have to do it because they've got an older vehicle or an older radio system. I'll bet you have solutions for that, too.
Yes, and we do make a complete line of wired products, but the wireless is what's emerging now. And, you know, with the advent of more people using home Wi-Fi for connectivity, the car is just the next space. And, you know, with wireless, it makes the experience very easy, usually. Once you've connected, you just get in the phone and get in the car and the phone reconnects, and all of those services are available to you without having to go through the process of finding a wire and plugging
sure.
in.
Now, one of the disadvantages, if you can even call it that, I don't think it's a disadvantage of wireless, is that you're generally not plugged in, so you're not charging your device. So if you get in the car and you got 2% on your phone, you better have an ability to charge it if you want your tunes coming from that phone.
Exactly.
QI chargers, are you integrating any kind of charging system in anything that you're doing, or can you even do that?
Well, our radios can integrate with just about any charger because the chargers tend to operate independently.
Yeah.
But what you want to be able to get is charged information so that you know whether you need to like find either your cord and plug your phone in, or you want to be able to put it in a spot where you can wirelessly charge it.
Yeah.
So, you know, as the technology evolves, that's going to be the next big hurdle that people are going to look at. They're going to go, well, dang, I got to make sure my phone's charged before I get in the car.
Yeah. Well, I'm always, and it's usually the younger folks. I don't know why. It's just usually the younger. Well, why didn't you charge it overnight? I fell asleep.
Yeah.
Well, my gosh, before I go to sleep, I put my phone on the charger. I was really tired. But every day? You got to, it's part of, I guess, you know, training or them realizing, okay, this is ridiculous. I'm dying. My phone's dying constantly. I've got to just get the bigger picture. Or you've got to get some other charging capabilities. And there's a bunch of QI wireless chargers for cars as well these days. And you can still transmit your entertainment wirelessly without a problem. But at least you're not going to run out of battery.
Yeah, and the beauty of the wireless experience is that you can have multiple phones connected. So people can share their music, or they can share their phone contacts, various things, whereas when you have a wired system, you usually have one.
Yeah, that's true. And it's like, well, can you unplug, and then I'll plug mine in, and then we have to sync mine, and then, no, I don't want you to have all my contacts. I mean, there's just so much going on there. That Bluetooth makes a huge difference in everyone's life at that point, especially.
Yeah, and these wireless systems use both Bluetooth and Wi-Fi.
So, oh, okay, you mentioned that. Oh, cool. That's
so as the whole experience evolves, many of the things we're used to doing with Wi-Fi will become available in the car.
Gotcha.
And the radio will serve as the hub or the router or whatever you want to call it in the car. And you're starting to see that just in a short year, the experience expand tremendously. So, you know, we're out there promoting the wireless experience. We want people to see how easy it is to just, you know, walk up, connect your phone, and you're on the Matrix.
Love it. Well, Ron, we appreciate you spending a few minutes with us here. And of course, more information, very easy, jvc.com. And you'll see everything that Ron's been talking about and then some. And do check it out. We'll get you there when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. We're back with more from Dallas, Texas. I'm Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow continues here on the Advanced Media Network. Go away.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-806-3752. That's 800-806-3752.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-806-3752. That's 800-806-3752.
Back with more from Dallas, Texas in just a moment and Knowledge Fest. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of our broadcast brought to you by the Dexcom G6 Continuous Glucose Monitoring System. Make knowledge your superpower for managing type 1 diabetes. Visit Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com. This portion also brought to you by Directed, making life more secure, comfortable, and fun in and around your vehicle. Learn more at Directed.com.
Our next guest is not only a distributor of all kinds of very cool mobile audio products, but I just found out before we went on the air that he's a longtime listener. In spite of that, he decided to come on the show. I don't get it. He is the web wizard and social media guru for Rockford Fosgate, Eric Russell. Eric, welcome into Tomorrow. How are you?
Dave, thanks for letting us be on the show. I've been a longtime listener. I've actually worked in the industry for 30 years.
Wow, longer than we've been on the air, only 24 years. So
it's great to be on.
Oh, well, glad to have you. It's always fun to catch up with listeners as well and those in the industry because, as you well know, we cover exclusively consumer tech. Mm-hmm. And here at Knowledge Fest in Dallas, we are hearing and seeing a whole lot of cool products. And as it relates to audio especially, it is the Mobile Electronics Association event. And we're learning a heck of a lot. And what are you guys showing here at Knowledge Fest?
So Rockford Fosgate has been in the audio industry since the 70s. And then in the 80s, Rockford Corporation purchased that from Jim Fosgate. And we wanted to continue that legacy of building high-performance car audio pieces. And then after the years, we started getting people that want to spend more time with the family, but they want to take their audio with them. So we got requests to, hey, my car system sounds great. Can you put something in my boat? Yes. Can you put something on my motorcycle? Yes.
Because you spoil them with great audio in the car, and why should it be limited to just that?
That's right.
Good point. And then you guys step up and say, of course we can do that. And you start making products that will accomplish that.
Right? Yeah, so we started off with marine, and then we moved into the UTV or motorsports area. And then finally we moved into the motorcycle area. And, for people that have families, music is an important part of that family get-together time.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people are working a lot of hours, and we want to spend more time with our families, but have it be a really enjoyable time.
And I'm assuming that what you brought to show, and if you're listening on the radio, have no fear. We've got video of all the interviews as well here from Dallas. Visit us at intotomorrow.com. But I'm assuming this is one of those motorcycle units?
Yes, sir. So this is a PMX HD9813. It is a Harley-Davidson plug-and-play radio for Harley-Davidson motorcycles.
Nice.
For years 1998 to 2013, it's an element-ready design, which means it can withstand UV rays, water, heat, sun exposure.
Yeah, the obvious stuff that you don't normally worry about inside a vehicle, but we're talking about a motorcycle, in this case a Harley. Yeah, it's out in the elements.
Yeah, so there's no problem if you get it wet or if it's been out in the sun. And it's it has big buttons, so you can operate it with gloves on. It has modern features, so it has a Sirius XM ready module. It also has Pandora and Bluetooth, so that way you can really take your music with you. You can just take your smartphone on your motorcycle, Bluetooth, sync it up, and then you're ready to go.
Hmm. Now, is this for use with headphones only, generally, for a cyclist, or is it for a biker? or would this be the kind of thing that you would then put with speakers and mount them in the Harley in this case?
So it's a factory replacement for the factory radio.
Okay.
So it works with the fairing speaker. So usually that's a touring motorcycle, so it has a front fairing or a front windshield, and then you may have saddlebags for luggage, and you can put speakers in the front and in the back, and there's also a tour pack, which is the seat behind the driver, and then that way you can have a full audio experience for everyone on the bike.
Wow. I mean, you generally figure that a Harley is loud in and of itself, right? But you're able to get above that noise threshold, and they can still enjoy their music.
I'm actually glad you brought that up. So our speakers, we actually custom tailor them specifically for open-air environments like a motorcycle.
Okay.
Because you don't have the acoustics inside an automobile.
And you have wind if you're moving, and you have just the whole neighborhood hearing it, whatever.
So we actually took a 6-mic array and put it on a motorcycle and measured the exhaust, road, wind noise on a motorcycle at on Arizona highways at 75 miles an hour,
and then
we custom tailored the frequency response of those so that you can actually hear the music when you're riding your motorcycle.
Nice. So that you really did put a lot of effort into this. It wasn't just, here's a replacement radio, and it's much nicer. It really does the job.
A lot of engineering. And what's great with the radio is there's actually custom tunes. Depending on what stage or how many speakers you have on the motorcycle, you can custom tune the frequency response of the radio to match those speakers. So now you've got a seamless integrated piece.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Are you guys at Rockford Fosgate seeing that more and more people are wanting to do more and more to enjoy their music? And this is why you do what you do? I mean, this is not some fad. This is not, look, suddenly these days it's a buzzword. You know, I want better music on my bike.
Motorcycle audio is our largest growth over the past several years that we've been entering into the market. It is by far our largest growth ever in the company history.
Wow. Okay. And you do so much more than just motorcycle related things.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? Some of the other things that are getting a lot of attention here at Knowledge Fest this week, what are you showing?
So we're doing a training for the DSR-1. It's a digital signal processor for the automobile.
Okay.
And that way, if you can't replace the radio that's in the dash, you can keep the factory radio, add this processor, and then it allows you to add aftermarket amplifiers, more powerful, and aftermarket speakers, more power handling.
Yeah.
So that way you can really get a high performance audio system without having to change the radio.
Well, Eric, you're not only very knowledgeable, but I can tell you have a passion for what you do, and I love that. Not only does it come across on the radio, but in what you're doing day to day, I can tell that there's a lot more to come into tomorrow from you guys.
Yes, sir.
All right. It's what they do. Do check them out at RockfordFosgate.com, just like it sounds, and we'll link you there as well when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. We'll let you get back to your very busy exhibit here and show more of the goodies, and thanks for bringing something that you're even able to plug in and show us.
Pleasure to be on. Thank you so much, Dave.
It's our pleasure, by all means. Intotomorrow.com. We'll meet you there. I'm Dave Graveline. Don't forget to come by to see all the videos, not only Eric and his products, everybody that we're talking to here in Dallas, Texas this week at the 25th Knowledge Fest. I'm Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow, right here on the Advanced Media Network.
I can't.
can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that?
I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way so you can feel empowered and then help others at home or in your office. Better yet, don't have time for tech support to come to you? Let us remote into your desktop or laptop, and one of our geeks will instantly walk you through. We offer affordable prices on our remote services and IT support. You and those in your office will never have to wait hours to have your technical questions answered. Get your free computer diagnosis today with your very own geek.
Get started now and we'll help you instantly. Call 800-785-7512. 800-785-7512. That's 800-785-7512.
All 3 hours of today's Into Tomorrow broadcast from Dallas, Texas, and Knowledge Fest. I'm Dave Graveline.
This portion of our program brought to you by HughesNet, high-speed satellite internet available where you live or work. Text the word radio to 35,000 for more info. Again, text the word radio to 35000. And by Rockford Fosgate, audio for your car, boat, motorcycle, or UTV. Learn more at rockfordfosgate.com. And by Directed, driving the evolution in the aftermarket automotive industry. Visit directed.com.
Our next guest is an American car audio manufacturer, been around for some time. They didn't just pop up out of the woodwork. And they're really focused brick and mortar, working with retailers, with dealers all around the country to help all of us as consumers. The channel manager for a company called DD Audio is Kevin Doyle. Kevin, welcome into Tomorrow. How you doing?
Thank you, sir. Doing good.
Good. You've having some great success here at Knowledge Fest.
Oh, yeah.
We were talking
before
we went on the air about how this is the show for you.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned you don't do CES, you don't do SEMA, you don't do those other shows. This is the one where you can do face-to-face time with installers from all around the country, with retailers who want to sell car audio products. And apparently that's why you're here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. We do the full tour. We'll do all four shows next year.
Wow.
So yeah, but that's why we're here. I mean, not only even to interact with the retailers, but to interact with the other manufacturers.
True.
And so we can network and see what everybody's doing and work together as a team in the industry to help bring these guys the products that they need.
Tell me real quick about DD Audio, the company itself.
Well, DD Audio has been around since 1986. We started out in the pro audio world. That's where we learned how to make things louder more efficiently. And a lot of people... Our heritage beyond that is kind of the competition scene. Mm. For years and years and years, that was who was buying our product because it got louder than a lot of the other products that were out at the time.
And, of course, it's not just loud and distorted. It's loud and good.
Yes.
And that's the key. You know, it's not like some of the folks that put stuff in an older car and just rattles down a neighborhood street.
Yeah.
This is loud and better.
Correct. Correct. But yeah, so we, like I said, cut our teeth in the competition scene and kept doing that for years and years and years, and then just slowly but surely progress into a brand that's a full solution for retailers out there.
Terrific, including what appears to be, it is a very heavy subwoofer, but really cool looking. Tell me about this.
Yeah, so that's the 1506. It is right now our hottest selling American-built subwoofer. It's part of our flagship American-built stuff. That guy's 300, 600 watts, dual 2, dual 4 ohm voice coil.
Wow.
Your retail is going to come in at 369 on this little guy, and we cannot build them fast enough. And we're still building in Oklahoma City.
I'll bet. And the reason I referred to it being quite heavy is the chances are it sounds really good because bass, that's kind of the key, it seems. You got some weight to it. Well, why is that important?
Well, the weight just comes from you've got to have a strong motor. You've got to have you've got to have some power to push the coil, and you've got to have a big enough coil to accept power, and you've got to have a big enough cone that has enough excursion to push air. So spaces are getting smaller and smaller in cars, so we have to develop what we term as like a micro subwoofer.
Mm-hmm.
Even though that's pretty large, it can still be...
For micro, it's pretty big.
It'll function splendidly in a half-cubic foot box. So instead of having this giant
box that takes up your whole trunk. You can pop a couple of those in there, and you can get the output of 210s, 112 out of these two smaller drivers.
Nice. So you don't have to have even a big car to do that.
No. Yeah, guys can go over and check out our display right now. We've got a little hatchback Mercedes over there that once people get in there and hear it, they're like, my gosh, I did not think cone area that small could produce a sound that big.
That kind of sound. So you're one of the ones we're hearing on the air every so often, probably.
Every so often. Not too often. We try to be pretty tame.
Yeah, I love it. And obviously, one of the things that makes DD Audio different from some of the other companies is that you're really finding, niches in many ways of things that people really need, have been clamoring for, and you guys can make it happen.
We have... In-house, I know a lot of the brands do. We have in-house electronic engineers, transducer engineers, and we are continually trying to figure out how to get more sound out of less space, because that's kind of the name of the game now. Yeah. They want micro amps. They want micro subwoofers. They want more sound out of less, so it's just you've got to work hard to do that.
So you're saying that even as small as this is, they're going to get smaller, of course.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We're currently looking at how small can you go on a driver and still get that big bass.
Size does matter, but in the other direction in this case.
Yep. Exactly.
Wow. Yep. More information, of course, you can get at their website, ddaudio.com. What does DD stand for?
Digital Designs.
Oh, very good. So ddaudio.com. And, of course, we'll link you there, too. When you visit us at intotomorrow.com, you'll get to Kevin's site and see what he and the team and all the folks from Knowledge Fest are up to. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us. I'll let you carry this heavy micro subwoofer back.
All right, will do.
And we're going to continue with more from Knowledge Fest. I'm Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow continues right here on the Advanced Media Network.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962.
If you don't already, be sure to subscribe to our free podcast and get all 3 hours every week. And, of course, don't forget to participate for the hot summer giveaway. It's the last full month. Now's your chance. 800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686.
This portion of our broadcast from Knowledge Fest in Dallas is brought to you by StreamGuys.com, providing the 24/7 stream of Into Tomorrow on our site at intotomorrow.com. And by Directed, bringing you Viper, the world's best-selling vehicle security and remote start brand. Check out Viper.com.
Our next guest here at Knowledge Fest in Dallas is doing some really cool power stacking, head unit, amplifier, combination, neat stuff amongst the other things that they do regularly. He's the brand specialist with Alpine, and it's Eric Brooks. Eric, welcome into Tomorrow. How you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for having us.
Good. Glad to have you. In fact, right before we went on the air, my son Chris is telling me that this was always his go-to for all of his cars. And he would always replace the factory unit with an Alpine.
Well, that's good to
hear. And I didn't know that until now. So he was impressed when he saw you come up and saw you put down one of these units. And it was like, aha, we're going to love talking about this. Yeah. So tell me what you're showing here.
So this is a really cool piece. This is a doubled-in 7-inch screen. It's capacitive touch, so it's like an iPhone when you touch it. It has
or
Apple
an Android.
Or an Android, but the type
but
of screen
the capacitive.
Is the capacitive touch, right? So it has Apple CarPlay, Android Auto. It does Sirius XM capability as well, but it's very unique in that it's a 2-inch depth chassis, so it fits in many applications. It also has this power stack technology. So we have an amplifier that can actually bolt onto the back of the head unit.
So if you're not seeing this on video yet, perhaps you're driving in your car, keep your eyes on the radio. Keep your eyes on the road. Boy, you never know. We've been doing this for hours. And come and look at the video, and you'll see what he's talking about. This, to me, is amazing that you have this little amount of space to cram everything into that radio.
Right.
And room for this other device.
Right. So even with the amplifier on the back of the radio, it's still shallower than a standard double-den radio.
Yeah.
So we have plenty of room in the dash. And what it does, it gives us a 50-watt by 4 RMS amplifier. But this amplifier has a technology in it called DPP. And what that does is it gives us an additional double the power output. So in quick bursts, you have 100 watts by 4 coming out of this amplifier.
Whoa. Yeah. So you can crank some tunes.
Yeah, you can crank tunes. And it's not only a lot of power, but it's good sounding power.
Yeah.
So it's low distortion, and it just sounds really, really good.
Yeah, you're not just blowing speakers out and saying, well, that was loud for 10 seconds.
Nope. It's going to last a long time. It's going to sound really good.
Nice. And now, is this available currently?
Absolutely, yes. It's been in the market. We released it in January at CES. And it's been shipping since that time, and it's been a real winner for us.
And what is the suggested retail so folks get an idea if they want to look at more and to go talk to a local dealer, for example?
Right. So this combination is a mat price on this is $300 for the head unit,
okay,
and $200 for the amplifier. So gotcha. You have a full combination of pretty much the most powerful head unit in the world with that point for $500 mat.
Oh, my gosh. You can't get that anywhere else, at least not without doing a whole lot of trying. Obviously, the kind of technology in this radio, too, makes a big difference in enjoying one's entertainment and safe driving.
Yes, absolutely. So there are a lot of laws in many states, keeping you from accessing your phone while you're driving. So this has all those technologies. So you don't have to hold your phone and risk getting in an accident.
So especially, let's say, for a parent of new teenage drivers, as just one of many examples, they can take some confidence in knowing that I get that the kids want to hear the music and enjoy the music, but I don't want them distracted.
It's
distracted enough as they just learn how to drive.
So I have a 16-year-old, and he just started driving, and this is the radio in his car.
Good. For those reasons.
For those reasons, absolutely.
You're thinking not just because you can, but because it makes the most sense.
Right. He can access the nav from his phone because when he was growing up, he was always looking at his phone.
Of course.
Riding in the back seat, so he doesn't know where he's at. So, now he can just say a word, get to where he's going.
Oh, I'm loving that. That's very cool. So what else are you showing here at Knowledge Fest? Because obviously a lot of folks are clamoring around the Alpine exhibit.
Yes, sir. So we have some other unique products called the Halo. So this is a 9-inch display that mounts on a stand.
The Halo. That's what I have over my head at all times.
That's right. I can see it.
Wow.
I can see it.
So now there's an Alpine Halo. Yeah, don't look at me and look for that Halo. See, now, Chris, you're going to have to put it in post-production just for that. Look, there's a Halo. See if you can do that.
There you go.
Go right ahead. Sorry.
So the Halo is a 9-inch display that mounts on a single-den chassis, so it'll fit in virtually any vehicle. It's very adjustable as far as where the screen sits, and then once you get it where you want it, you lock it all down. And then it has all the latest in technologies. It has Apple CarPlay, Android Auto. Our top-of-line model has HDMI input. It also has Maestro.
Now, what do you use an HDMI input for the car when you're not watching TV or movies as driving?
So when you're parked, you have this nice large display so that you can mirror from your phone. I've seen folks do Apple TVs or video game consoles so that while they're parked and able to enjoy those devices, it comes up safely on the screen.
Or the passenger only or something.
Well,
while
you're in motion, it's not activated.
Good. Kudos to Alpine for making sure you're driving safe, even
That's
if
right.
they have to help make sure you're driving safe.
That's right.
I like that. There's a lot of cool stuff from Alpine, and of course you want more information, alpine-usa.com.
Correct.
Right? That would be the best site to get to see what Eric and his team are up to at Alpine. Thank you for spending a few minutes with us. Love the things that you're showing. No wonder Chris goes, that's his go-to always for all of his cars.
Right.
But you still have the factory radio in your existing car. You have to work with them on that.
Well, we need to change that.
You need to fix that. Yep. Exactly. Intotomorrow.com will get you to Eric's site and all of our guests. Be sure to check out all the videos from Knowledge Fest here in Dallas. I'm Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow continues. Yep, you guessed it, right here on the Advanced Media Network.